Today is Monday, June 23rd, 20th day of the month of Sivan. This is the Gemara Shir, Rav the Sukkah, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis.
Okay, Rabotai. We started the Sugya last week in the middle of about a third of the way down on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara quoted an opinion of Rav Elezer, who stated that just as the halacha is that you cannot be yotze the mitzvah of lulav with someone else's lulav. In other words, shaul, a borrowed lulav, is unacceptable. It must be absolutely your own. So too, the halacha is that you cannot be yotze the mitzvah of sukkah with a borrowed sukkah. Every person must be within their own sukkah. That was his opinion. The Chachamim countered, based on the fact that it said Kol Ha'ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshvu Basukot, and the Gemara Darshan, is it ever possible that all of Am Yisrael will sit in one sukkah? And Rashi added, and necessarily have at least ownership of at least of a Shavah Pruta? And so the Gemara, no, must be that a borrowed sukkah was acceptable. So I'd like to just focus on two very important statements that Tosfos makes in this particular regard. I don't want to do the whole Tosfos, but part of the Tosfos I do want to look at. Look at the Tosfos, B'Dibur HaMaschil, Kol HaEzrach B'Yisrael Yeshvu Basukos, and Tosfos will raise the following question. If you look at the Tosfos, it says in parentheses, Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, two lines above that. V'lo dami lebigdeichem va'arisoseichem utrumoseichem. Tosfos is asking the following question. In relationship to bigdeichem, which refers to tzitzis, we know that tzitzis requires bailus, ownership. Everybody is aware of the fact that a talis she'ula is exempt from tzitzis. If you borrow a four-cornered garment, you do not have to put tzitzis on it. Therefore, we mentioned this last week, if you borrow somebody's talis, you don't make a bracha, because there's no chiyuv per se to have tzitzis on it. And that's learned out from the fact that it says, gidilin tasa l'cha, it requires violence. Nonetheless, from the word bigdeichem, the Gemara in Chulin learns out that shalshutfus is acceptable. That if two people own a garment together, that garment is chayeves petzitzis. So too, in order to be chayev in chala, ariso seichem, you must own that chala. If I have... If somebody else tells me, no, yeah, I'll let you bake dough with my bread, you don't have to be makrish chal. You have to own it. Yet, if two people own a dough, they are chayev and chal. Same thing with truma. The only time that there is a chiyuv to be makrish truma if you harvest grain is if it's your grain. Makrish somebody else's grain, it's no chiyuv to be mafresh truma. Nonetheless, shutfus, if two people own a field together, you are obligated to be mafresh truma. So Tosfos is asking, why is there a difference between, it becomes even more crystallized, the easiest case to is to compare talis versus esrog. Talis, everyone agrees, requires balus. Nonetheless, shared balus is considered adequate, sufficient balus. As we just said, a garment owned by two people is chayef and tzitzis. Why then is an etzrog shel hashutfin not good? Etzrog requires balus. Well, just as Ariso Seichem, Big Dechem, does not exclude shutfus, all it excludes is sheula, borrowed. So too, the Torah writes, ula kachdem lochem. So we should eliminate sheula, but why do I come to the conclusion that by lulav, I am obligated to have the ownership to the exclusion of all others, and you can't even have two people owning a lulav at the same time. Even though for all other areas where you do require bailus, shutfin, partnership of ownership, does constitute adequate bailus. That's Tosis's kasha. Asks Tosis, and he says, v'lo dami. Now Tosis is going to answer. By his answer, we know that that's his question.
So there is a difference in terms of the, what you're trying to accomplish.
What are you trying to accomplish by talus?
By talus, it's an obligation on the beg, and the beg is, you have an obligation for the beg to have truma signed.
Okay.
Lula. For truma, the obligation of the truma has to be taken.
Good.
For example, you use the challah, how it's to be taken. Here, you want someone to satisfy for himself a mitzvah.
Good. That's going to be Tysus's answer. I'm just going to put a little salt and pepper on it, but that's precisely what Tosis is going to answer. Says Tosis, V'loy dami. You can't compare the requirement by Esrog to Bigdechem, Ariso Sechem, Utrumo Sechem. The Beperek Reishis Hagez, the Shel Shutfin Bichlal. There, by Reishis Hagez, the Gemara, in the Beperek Reishis Hagez, the Gemara mentions that from Bigdechem, Ariso Sechem, Trumo Sechem, we come to the conclusion that Shutfus is Chai. Behad Chsiv Lochem, Loshon Ram. So Tosis is asking, well, it says the same thing over here. It says Lukachem Lochem. So come to the conclusion that that Lochem enables you to fulfill the mitzvah with Shutfus. Answers Tosis, no. Behad Chsiv Lochem, Loshon Rabin. Mishum de ibayale lemichtav ulekachdem loshen rabim de darshina beperek lulav arava shetehe lekicha lechol echad the echad. So what Tosis answers and what Moshe answers is similar but not exactly alike. What Moshe answers is you can't compare two mitzvos upon which the commonality between bigdechem arisosechem and Trumosechem is whether the Chefza is chayiv in this particular mitzvah. There is no obligation upon anybody to wear this talus. The obligation is that a dough, a garment, has to be, have to have talus on. A dough has to be mufrash, chal. So as long as there is bailus, that particular chetza enables that particular article to fulfill the requirements of bailus. However, when you're coming to the mitzvah of Aramim, there the halacha is that the gavra has to be mekayim the mitzvah. And when we're looking to be mekayim the mitzvah and the gavra, what does the definition of lachem demand? That you own. And Tosis just sharpens that remark by making the following observation. Relationship to, where did the Gemara come to the conclusion that joint ownership constitutes violence? How did the Gemara come to that conclusion? Because it says, Al-Kansei Bigdechem. Bigdechem, isn't that in the plural? Yes. Al-Kansei Bigdechem, or Bigdechem. So you're supposed to, on a garment owned by them, drash by them in the plural. So Tosis says, well, it says the same thing with the chachdom lachem. But Tosis answers, the drash from the chachdom lachem is used for another purpose. To tell us that everybody has to take a lulav and esrog. Everybody must take. That's why the word lochem appears, as opposed to writing ulakasa licha. Where do we find an exact parallel to what Tosis has said? That in order to teach you that a mitzvah is applicable to each individual,
And don't only think that only one person is obligated based on the fact that it says lachem as opposed to lachol. Where do we find that illustrated? Correct?
I see you.
And what's the other puzzle? Parshas Tahar. The sofarta lachol sheva shafto shalim sheva shalim sheva palamim.
About the mitzvah to count the years leading up to Shemitah and to count the years leading up to Yom.
The mitzvah to count the sofarta lachol.
But since it's written in the singular,
only Ben can have to do it. Correct. Correct, or whatever it is, that's all. Maybe it'll be, if we say, well, the cop sent the car, I would say, maybe only that's enough to take it.
I mean, you talk with other mitzvahs, you say that word lachah.
Where?
You know, you say
that. Okay, that's just it. Wherever there is a lachah, it's used for a drush. So, by Yedirin Tata lachah, so just let me clear it up with the spark. Therefore, the Torah, by Spirit of Aimer, goes out of its way to say, Uspartem Lohem, to say it's not Visopartha Lachal. That whereas the mitzvah of counting the years in relationship to the Shemitah is only on Bezdin, here the drash is Shiphei Spirit of Lachal Echad Ba'echad. So too. In relationship to Ulakakta Lohem, we will learn in the Gemara, in the fourth parak, the Gemara Dash is Lachem, Shitehei Leticha Lachol Echad Ve'echad. Therefore, the Drash of Shutfus is not available through the word Lachem. Therefore, what's the best, what now constitutes the definition of Lachem? Absolute ownership. It would have been absolute ownership even by Kabbalists. But there is an extra word to enable you to include that shutfus meets the litmus test of violence. It says, Zikehem. It says, Ariso Seichem in relationship to Chalam. It says, Terumo Seichem in relationship to Tzuma. But in relationship to Etrog, that word, Lachem, is not available for such a drash to expand the definition of violence. No. That drash is used somewhere else. That's what Tosis says. Therefore, Tosis writes, Mishum, again, Behadat Siv Lachem, Lashin Rabin, Mishum Di Boyele Lemichtavu Lekachtam Lashin Rabin, Di Darshina Perkulvar Rabba, Shetahe Lekicho Lechol Echad Ve'echad. Therefore, under those circumstances, the definition that we arrive at by Lulav is absolute ownership. As opposed to Talis, all we define it is it requires ownership. But Shutfus, partnership, is not a chisaron by Talis and so on and so forth.
And by Truma and Kala, there's another phrase that indicates that we
That's owned by somebody.
There is no chiyuv per se there's no mitzvah per se to be makrish at all. If you have it, you don't have to go ahead and be makrish chal. You don't have to go ahead and wear tegit shel arva kantos. You don't have to. So there is no drash shitehei hakrosh al chol arva zeh. Because there isn't that. Yes.
Then if you want to put yourself in that scenario...
Correct! That's correct!
That's the answer in the Rishas too.
That's
answer...
No, there's a chiyuv, you must think.
You must
think
after.
Correct!
You can do challah, I can pay a little bit of
challah
here, I can
do
shumah.
Correct!
That's,
you're right. That's why the way to frame what you're saying is that by all those others, it's a chayvah, hamad, on the chetzah. The God is not kind at all, 100%.
That's point number one which Tosis makes. Then, Tosis raises another question. Please go now to five lines from the bottom, where Tosis is aware of poverty, or the inability to get a sroyim. So, how many people have davened in the shul, where the shul bought a lulav and esra, and everybody, right before Hallel, they stopped davening for a few, and they passed around at the lulav and esra, everybody went. So some people look at it, that's a joke. How can you be the kind of mitzvah with somebody with a shul esra? Tosis talks about it. Take a look at Tosis. Umashinohagu kol hakahol. Liknos Esro Bishutfus Lotzeis Bo, says Tosis, this works with sophisticated Balabatim, who know Daton Lahaknos Kol Echot Chelkoi Lichaveiro Bishar Shehu Mivarech Al Minas Lahaksir. The Bishvil Shinishkatek Bo Logoro Mimatana Al Minas Lahaksir Bishma Matana, says Tosis.
Here is our Manula,
okay?
It's now Shulula. Indeed, the only way for any of us to be Mekayim the Mitzvah is to have exclusive ownership of this particular Lula.
Okay.
So what happens? The Shul buys it. I'm the first yo-yo to pick it up. Good. All of you are Maknet your Chelek of this Lula to me. Okay, now it belongs to me. I'm the only guy who what? Who can be upset of this. But when you are matnah it to me, you do it al minas lahaksir, on condition that I will grant you you will grant me your chelek on condition that after I fulfill the mitzvah, what will I do? I will be matnah back your chelek. Now I hear a commotion. And all of my chelek, correct. Now Moshe will own it. So it can't be any worse than two people who own the lulav, as we will have on Rav Nimalach on the bank. Famous story of Rav Gamliel, Rav Yeshua, Rav Akiva on a boat. They were on the way to Rome. None of them had an esrog except for Rav Gamliel, who purchased it for 1,000 gold pieces. And Rav Akiva and Rav Yeshua wanted to be in the kind of mitzvah, and he gave them a matana al minas lahatsir. He granted it to them outright, on condition that you give it back. So, and that works. So, the shutfus component shouldn't be any worse, says Tysmith, than an outright gift of Matana Manas Manasseh. Therefore, you can be yotzei with the communal lulav, as long as everybody understands that what's happened is required is that each individual has to be matna his share to the person currently holding it, and then that person has to be matna the share back plus his to the next guy who's on, who's saying, yeah.
Why can't you have a logic in the Bible to the shoe? Somebody said, the
guy's
the
call.
Every one of us
on this.
So when you pick up that
comment,
it is.
No problem. Who said, you don't need it? Why don't you need it? We just said why you don't need it. Because a beggar, because a beggar of shutfus is chayav in tzitzis. So that once you remember the shul, you're a shutfus. The talent of a shul is not shu'ula. It's owned by many shutfim. And the halacha is, a talent of shutfim is chayav in tzitzis. Therefore, if you take a shul talent, you can make a bracha. But the problem is, by lulav, it requires exclusive ownership. That's why if the shul buys an etrog, how do you grant exclusive ownership to every single individual member? By this chokhmah, not everybody being machneh it to somebody else. Yes. This is going to be good way to leverage against all of the etrog dealers. They're going to raise the prices too high. That's at least, we used that one. They were going wild. They once did that. I remember this very well, a couple of years ago. But I don't remember. Whatever. Yeah, they said if you're going to keep outrageous prices, I'm just going to sell the whole shul by one extra and that's it. Put that in the business.
Yeah. Does this only work if it's a, you know what, can I do the same arrangement with another person?
You don't need to. You can just keep it out right here. Am I talking about the house? That's it. That's the place to stay. You don't need it.
Don't need it. The Rashba, commenting on this sukkah, and I quote the Rashba, and he writes as follows. Listen to this. He writes this, not here, on his comments on Baba Basra and Akkufan Zayin and Mateus, you'll see why, and in his Chuvus of Chayat Galos, where he writes as follows. Ugidoyma mizu anitzavur. I go one step beyond Tosis. Shikol shilokho lotzeis bo hatzibur, Yotzin bo kol echad ve'echad, de kol she'ein bo din chalukam, I'm reading Yesh Breira. U be'osa sha'a she'notla
Harehu kishaloi, v'loi shel kaveiroi. Says the Rashba, Lomnus. It's based on a Gemara of a Basra in Ekufam Zayin of Beis, where the Gemara has the following sentence. Ha'atin shelokhu fusat habayis. Okay? Two brothers inherited an estate. And they have not yet divided up the estate. That's called tfusat habayis. There happens to be an esro which Pop bought for this young man. And Pop died the day before Sukkot. Okay? So now the estate owns the esro. So the Gemara deals with the issue, if they have not yet divided up the estate, can either of them be yotzei the mitzvah with the estate's esro? Because although they own it for shutfus. And shutfus is not good. Said the Rashba, the Gemara says as follows. If the item which you are debating is subject to chalukah, it ultimately can be shared, then we paskin ein breira. If the item cannot be split, cannot be shared, we paskin yesh breira. So let me give just a little 2-minute introduction to this concept sandal of a shas. Whenever you have something that is not 100% crystallized, and it's difficult to determine its current status, there is a machloikis whether we hold yesh breira or ein breira. Breira means to clarify, to librar, to select and clarify, to identify that retroactively this is what had happened. So, the Rashba writes that if the item from this estate can ultimately be divided, then, when one person picks it up, if it can be divided, then if one person picks it up, then we do not recognize that he has individual rights. He's picking up something that is constantly shared by somebody else. So he's using shared property. He is a co-owner, he has a right to it. So let's think of something that in the estate can be divided, okay? What can be divided? What? No, but, okay, but that is, okay, besides, I want an object. An object that could be divided. What? Sorry. Okay? But you have a shot. In theory, you can split the shots up. So now, if there was ever a situation where I have to use only my shots, not my brother's shots, under those circumstances, taking out a volume would not allow me to become the absolute owner. Now, if you have an item which cannot be split, such as an etro, you can't, actually you're not going to split it up, cut up an etro, that's going to disagree. But the Rashba says, I believe that arba minin can't be split. Therefore, the minute I pick up this etro, it's as if what? It belongs to me. Because when I hold on to it, it's as if what? Yes, braver. Later on, it's going to demonstrate I've been the owner of this thing all the time. All right, that's the halacha with two brothers taken from the state. So the Rashba, I'm going to apply this to a Beit Knesset as well. That when you have an esrog of a Beit Knesset as Taisvitz, you don't need that everybody has in mind to be machnaic to what? To each individual, let them be machnaic back. Does that require sophisticated loans? No. The halacha does it for you. How does the halacha do it for you? Because with the halacha break, when I pick it up, it's Hubrar Hadavar at this moment that it belongs to me completely. There we go. Now I give it to you. It's Hubrar Hadavar that he owns at this particular minute. And therefore, it's not necessary, claims the Rashba, to actually be machnet one to the other. You have the opportunity to rely on the halach of Breira, and as a result, says the Rashba, Ugedayla Mizu Ani Savur. I believe that I take it one step further. Yes. Okay, so that's part of the debate. We generally paskin Yesh Breira by Dine de Rabbanan, Ein Breira by Dine de Oraisa. That's the way we normally pass the thing. And Rashba does. And he writes that his rule of thumb is only if it's Ein Vol Kidei Chalukka. Yesh Bei Kidei Chalukka, no. And Tysus apparently will hold that an Esrog is something which is Esher. You theoretically could divide it. Not that you would want to, but it's a fruit. Let's assume you have an apple. Mm-hmm. Is it not possible to have an apple, to split an apple into five pieces? You could. A lot of people do it. Take an orange and half an orange. And then, so this is also an Eshelachlo. And therefore, Ein Breira is not, Breira is not an option. Therefore, the only way to do it is to be machne. It's very sharp on the Rashi's part.
In the case of the shul,
yeah,
there's never a point in time where it becomes clear what originally was before.
Correct.
In most cases of Breira,
it's eventually going to be split.
Eventually make the split.
Precisely.
But you can't split up an Esrog.
Right, that's another thing. That on the Yontif of Sukkot, we can't split up an Esrog. Even though on the second day of Yontif, you can. You can take a bite, you can use part of an Esrog.
Yeah.
Said Avroy. Okay, but you can give them a little sliver. Yeah.
But just, you know, the Chabad and the Enishuk was the same as the Nacht and Shiyarshuk. There's no, the statement that it has to be divided at the end is two cents. I mean,
it's the purpose is divided at the end eventually.
It only becomes relevant when you need violence.
I understand, but
if you don't need violence, then keep it for Shutzah.
I'm trying to distinguish the Shul from the Nacht and
Shiyarshuk. Right.
Because there's a real need to divide property.
No, because there will be. It's going to be divided eventually.
So the concept of Breira, those are
right. Right. Because normally, he's right. Normally, I'll give you a class. You know a classic thing. Take right. Shnei Mugin Sha'ani Asad Lahafish. Right? Somebody has a barrel of wine, and he didn't take Trumas and Maizos. So he says, 2 gallons that I'm going to remove from this vat. You hey, Truma. Eventually, you take out the 2 gallons. Who said those? So, it's Breira's retroactive. I make an Eruv Truma in 2 directions. Because I don't know where, because the Lippity's down. I find out that he's down over there. I want my Eruv to be over there, not over there.
So, you're saying that the two brothers decide to sell the property after service.
Right.
They decide to sell the estate to a single owner.
I don't know. I didn't study the whole sugya of Breira to know whether we only apply the laws of Breira in a situation which will eventually be decided through a definitive action. You're asking a good question. The answer is I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. Don't know. But I think it's an interesting way of the Rashba thinking about it, saying you don't need the way Tysus says to be matna it one to the other. What? I grant you that. But we're going to invite the Gemara. Tana Rabbana. We are now about 2/3 of the way down. Tana Rabbana. Ma'ase b'Rabbi Eloi shahalach lahakbil pnei Rabbi Lezer Rabbo belud b'regel. There was once an episode where Rabbi Eloi went to visit his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, our Rabbi Eliezer, who requires ownership of your own sukkah. He went to visit him in the city of Lud on Sukkot. Amar lo, so Rabbi Eliezer said to him, Eloi, eincha mishosei haregel. I see you choose not to observe Yontif properly. Shahaya Rebbe Lezer Omer, Rebbe Lezer used to say, Mishabeach ani eso atzlonim, I praise all lazy people. She'en yotzin mi batehen v'regel. I praise lazy people who stay home all sukkahs. Every yontif for that matter. Dichsiv, v'samachta ata uveisecha. The only way to what? To fulfill the mitzvah of simcha is together with the mitzvahs at home. And you, Eloi, decided to leave your wife and come to visit me. What are you coming to visit me for? You should be home with your wife. Right? Even though all Rishonim point out that the pasuk of Vesamachta Atol Vesach is not written in relationship to Yontiv, it's written in what? in relationship to Matzah. So what? Matzah Sheni. Correct. So he uses this pasuk to darshan, and he's going to learn that the mitzvah of simcha of Yontif is ata'u beisecha, meaning together with your family. That's the way you observe Yontif.
That's
what the pasuk is talking about. And but it says the samachta.
You go into your shrine on Matzah Sheni.
What? But hopefully with your family. That's all. Because the pasuk says the samachta ata'u beisecha. When you get to Yerushalayim, that's what it says. Hopefully, you come with Yerushalayim family. Ask the Gemara, Amy, for Ha'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, how could Rabbi Eliezer have this complaint against Rabbi Eloi for not staying home, but rather coming to Lud to visit him? For Ha'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Minayin Shechayiv Adam Lahatul Pnei Rabbi Beregel, Shine Emar, Madua At Holeches Elov Hayom Lo Chodesh Velo Shabbos. This is in relationship to what? The Shunamit. Correct. It's the Haftara of Macha Chodesh. Isn't it? No, excuse me. Of Parshas Vayera. Parshas Vayera. The Haftara of Parshas Vayera. The Shunamit.
Elisha.
Correct. With his big miracles. Right? I'll bring the barrels. Bring empty barrels and keep pouring oil, and then you'll pay off your debts. So the husband wanted to know, why are you going to Elisha? It's not a yontif, it's not a Shabbos. Inference, michlal, to bechodesh, to Shabbos, michayiv inish lekabule ape de rabbe, that apparently that on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you're obligated to be mekabel pnei rabbi. This is the basis that Chayiv Adam Lahatul Pnei Rabbi Beregel. So why was Rabbi Lezer so upset with Rabbi Eloi? Answers to Gemara Loi Kasha. Ha de Ozil v'asa biyomei? Ha de Asi de Ozil v'lo asa biyomei? When is there a mitzvah to go visit your Rebbe on Yontif? If you can go Ozil v'asi, come back to your family on the same day. Then you're obligated to go visit your Rebbe. But if you are not capable of what? Of going and coming back on the same day, better stay home with your family and forget about your Rebbe. That's the Gemara answer. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer was upset with Rabbi Eloi that he came to visit him, because apparently Rabbi Eloi took him more than a day to go back and forth, and that's why Rabbi Lezer was upset with him. Very nice. Now, Rishonim don't have much to say about this little story, but Achronim are having a blast with this. And they ask the following question. Number one, who is this Rabbi Eliezer, who we are talking about? Okay? So if somebody had to take a guess, when you see Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, which Rabbi Eliezer is he? So some say, who? Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Now, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, we are told later on in the Masechta, in many places, he lived at the time of Agrippa HaMelech, and that was during Vayishen, tail end of Vayishen. So, Achronim asked the Kasha, what's Rabbi Eliezer sitting in Lud for? Why wasn't Rabbi Eliezer Oyler Rege? Why wasn't he Oyler Rege? So, here it's cute when you find Achronim, trying to explain historic, just trying to speculate. So the Aruch Laner, right here on his counter, must be Rabbi Lezer lived after the Korban. That's it. Because otherwise, he would never be sitting in Lud. He definitely would have gone to Bimchai in the Mitzvah Aliyah already. That's the Aruch Laner. Well, others say, as I just said, no. Stam Rabbi Lezer and Mrs. Rabbi Lezer HaGadol, who lived at the Tel of the Bayashem. So the Night of Yehuda says, I'll tell you why he didn't go. There's a very famous Gemara in Masechet Bava Metzia, that Nun Test on the base, in the famous story Tanu Shalachnoi. Right? Famous Tanu Shalachnoi? About this oven, whether it becomes Tomei or not. What? Sure, this week. That's correct. Tanu Shalachnoi. The most famous Gaddic story around. And Rabbi Lezer believed that it was Tomei, I think, no? And the Chachamim were Matar. with verse, whatever it was. I don't remember. So this is the famous story, what Rabbi Eliezer said. Exactly. If the halacha is like me, let the river go upstream. The river went upstream. If the halacha is like me, let the roof of the Beit Knesset, of the Beit Medrash, what do you say, haven? What? Yeah, right, exactly. That's the Red Sox in the cities, right? And the Tilden said, we're not interested because Torah love it, Loi Vashemayim. Very nice. But Rabbi Eliezer refused to acknowledge the majority after Rabbi Mahafetz. And the Gemara says they put him into Nidui, into Cheru. That's correct. Rabbi Eliezer was put into Cheru. And that's why the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva wanted to continue to learn halachas from Rabbi Eliezer, but he was made sure never to come within dalet amos of Rabbi Eliezer, because when you're a b'nei dui, you're not allowed to go within dalet amos of such a person. But the Gemara also says that ein haminudeh shaleach korbanosav lebeit hamikdash, that somebody who is a minudah, someone who is excommunicated, really excommunicated, is not permitted to send his korbanot to the Beit HaMikdash. His korbanot are not welcome in the Mikdash at all. Says the Nayyub Yehuda, if somebody who is menuda, if his korban is not welcome, certainly what? He's not welcome. So the reason why Rabbi Eliezer did not go to Yerushalayim, because he was benitui. He was in Cheru, excommunicated. And as a result, he was not obligated, nor was he permitted, to engage in Aliyah L'Regel. And therefore, even if you want to claim that this Rabbi Eliezer is the Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, he had to stay home in Lud. Yeah? Yeah? Questions why? Rabbi? So he continues. The Night of Yehuda continues. So if that's the case, why did Rabbi Eloi go? So correct. That's the Nayyub Yehuda's answer. Okay, this is all Akharayim. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi had a decision to make. Either I go to Yerushalayim and be mekabel pnei Shechina, or I go to Rabbi Lev to Lud and I go mekabel pnei Rabbi. And he operates with the svara. It's a little drush, but he operates with the svara that Meira Rabba to Meira Shemayim. That you're supposed to be in fear of your Rebbe as you are of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Eliezer made a decision that it's more important to him to be the Kabbalah today rabbi than it is to go to the Beit HaMikdash. What? Yeah, maybe sit outside. I don't know. It's a good question. It's a very good question. It's a very good question. Right? Yeah.
Another big question before you're talking about the fact that your husband once said you have to be in your own circle. If the Shai was not here, then why are you traveling to me? You're violating your young fellow.
Correct.
That's
not the discussion here. That's correct. In fact, some Akronim asked that question. How does Rabbi Eliezer expect anybody to make Aliyah L'Regel if you have to be eating in your own circle? So what's his answer? What
they build their own sukkah.
Exactly, you build the sukkah as you go along. You carry it with you. It's that portable sukkah in the car. You know, you open up the door, put it there, put a bamboo stick, and that's it. On your two donkeys. That's what we put. We had about using the Balchai as a wall of the sukkah. So you have two donkeys, and that's it. Yeah, very strange. Very strange questions. Yeah. But now there is other issues that, again, and if you the mitzvah, if somebody asks you a question, Rabbotai, which mitzvah is of greater significance? Forget about Meir Rabba and Rishimai. Simply from a pure mitzvah perspective, is Lahatbo Tnei Rabbi a greater mitzvah than Simchas Yantiv or not? What would you say?
No.
Of course not. Because where do you learn out the mitzvah of Lekabat Lahatil Tnei Rabbi? You learn out from the Pasuk, which we just read. Madua At Holekas Alav Lo Shabbos. You know, it's not Shabbos, no Chayit.
Yeah.
It's correct. So it's called a mitzvah Megibre Kabbalah. And the mitzvah Simchas Yantiv is a mitzvah Midoraisa. And if Rabbi Eliezer believes that Simchas Yantiv, and perhaps Rabbi Eloi, as a student, would have believed that as well,
So he should have gone, he should have stayed home for a different reason. That if you have a choice to be mekayim the mitzvah simchas yontif, which is a mitzvah doraisa, rather than a mitzvah of lahakul pnei rabbi, why would he select mitzvah lahakul pnei rabbi? So again, many achroinim answer, because Rabbi Eloy acknowledges that there is a mitzvah of simchas yontif, but he disagrees with his Rebbe that the only way to be the kind of mitzvah simchas yontif is with your family. That's Rabbi Lezer's Rosh. V'samachta ata uvei sefer. Nobody else quotes that in halacha. That the only way to be the kind of mitzvah simchas yontif is if you remain within the framework of your family. How does the Rambam understand the mitzvah of simchas yontif vis-a-vis your wife? You buy a jewelry, buy a clothing and jewelry, exactly. Doesn't mean you got to be in the house. She doesn't care if you're there, just send her the jewelry, that's all. That's all that counts. What? Yeah, yeah. Now take a look at Rashi. Rashi says something, he says, unbelievable. Take a look at Rashi. B'diber ha-maschil, mishabeyach ani eto atzloni. It's a very interesting phrase. I am the shabeach, the lazy people who stay home. So I'm going to read what Rashi's saying, and then I'll tell you what's bothering Rashi. My shabeach said this one: Af al pi shelo bishvil haregel misakvim. Even though these people are not going to Yerushalayim, not because they're what they're being the kind of mitzvah simchas yontif. Why aren't they going to Yerushalayim? They're lazy, good for nothings. They don't want to go. It's an effort to travel from Beersheba to Yerushalayim. It's a big effort. Sharei kol yemais hashana einam yotzin machmas atzvos. Afal pikein mishabchanani. What is, what's running through here? What's running through Rashi's mind here? Because Rashi's bothered to some extent. You mean only atzlanim are obligated to what? To stay home? Even Zrizin are obligated to stay home as well. Somebody who's mitzvah for mitzvahs, according to Rabbi Lezer, should also be staying home, because that's the way you fulfill the mitzvah. But he means, it's like the halacha that you do a mitzvah once, shaloi l'shlo. These guys stayed home not because of the fact that they wanted to be the kind of mitzvah. You know why they stayed home? Because they're lazy, good for nothing. That's why they say. Nonetheless, says Rabbi Lezer, I need a shabeach all the time. Even though they didn't do it for the real reason. That's what Rashi's in it. They're doing it because they're lazy. But nonetheless, bottom line is what happens. They were doing, performing the mitzvah properly. Therefore, I need mishabeach otam. Yeah. Therefore, I need mishabeach otam. Yeah. Now, the Gemara makes this statement and says that, you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Hey Halacha Zayin. The Rambam formulates the requirement that Chayiv Kol Adam Lahakvil is Pnei Rabbi Beregel, but he does not make this distinction as to whether or not it is possible to make the return trip as well on the exact same day. He omits it completely. And the Kesef Mishnah is somewhat troubled with it. And he writes, well, you know why? Kesef Mishnah writes, you know why the Rambam didn't quote it? Because it's a dasya. Namely, whose opinion is it? It's what? It's Rabbi Lezer's opinion. Very nice. And the Lecha Mishnah asks on the Kesef Mishnah, if that's the case, what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara asked a question that... Correct. If this is a unique Rabbi Lezer's opinion, that what? That you have to, what?
Why are you here?
Should be back at home. If that's uniquely Rabbi Lezer, what's the Gemara attacking Rabbi Yitzchak? Why is the Gemara attacking Rabbi Eloi based on whose opinion? Rabbi Yitzchak's opinion. They're not in conflict with one another. Well, if this opinion that you have to be home is the only way to be a kind of mitzvah simchas yontif, that's only Rabbi Lezer's opinion, so why is the Gemara attacking with Rabbi Yitzchak? Everybody else holds he can do two things.
It can be Mekayim Mitzvah Simchus Yosef, and it can be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi Beregel as well.
And therefore, it's somewhat difficult to understand, and therefore he leaves it as a Sarchayim, why didn't the Rambam put this criteria in? And if you want to claim that it's only limited to Rabbi Lezer's position, then he doesn't understand why the Gemara is attacking Rabbi Eloi based on Rabbi Yitzchak. I don't agree with Rabbi Lezer's opinion. I can do both. I can fulfill the mitzvah of Rabbi Yitzchak of Chayvlon or Hakafei Rabbi Beregel, and I can be the kind of it's a simple siyantin. It's a good question. The Ritva writes, he gives us the formula as to how you're supposed to be Mekayin the Mitzvah of Lahakfil Pnei Adam B'Rabbi. And he writes as follows. It depends what is your geographic relationship with your Rebbe. Im hu be'iro, if your Rebbe is in the same city as you, says the Ritva, right here in this Gemara, Chayav Levakro Kol Yoin. You have to go visit your Rebbe every single day of the year. Im hu chutz lo'ir b'makom karov, if he's out of the city but somewhat within close proximity, then it's pamachas b'shavua. And that's what the reference is in the case with Elisha. Madua tolecha selav lo chodesh v'lo Shabbos. It wasn't exactly the closest thing. That which Rav Yitzchak says, Chayvlan hakul p'nei regel, only for Yom Tovim, is if you live at a great distance. And if it's at a great distance, under those circumstances, you are now obligated to visit it only for regel. But if it's not only for regel, if it's within if it's closer range, you might be obligated to do so every Shabbos. If it's in the exact same city, you perhaps are obligated to go ahead and I think he's inside. You're obligated then to go ahead and to visit your Rebbe every single day. The Rav once said that perhaps the halacha of Chayiv Adam Lahakul Pnei Rabbi Beregel, going back to combine both aspects about whether this is not a mikdash or not, might be the replacement for the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. That if there is an opportunity to make Aliyah L'Regel, of course you come to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Pasuk says, Shalosh Pamim Hashana Yira'ah Kol Zechur Chas Pnei Hashem Elokav. But the Beis HaMikdash has several functions. The Beis HaMikdash, on the one hand, is a place for what? For Korban. No doubt, Shabbat not even karbanos. It also is, as the pasuk in Malachim says, and Rabbi Yisrael Malkash Yisrael Malkash means he based filah yikarei v'chol ha'amim, and therefore Shlomo HaMelech says this: anybody needs anything, any Gentile in the world, if there is dever, if there is illness, if there is magefa, just come derech beisi, derech this halalti, derech habayis hazeh. All that is legitimate. But there is another aspect to the Beis HaMikdash. It's based on the pasuk of Parshas Shoftim, Ki Yipalei Mimcha Davar LaMishpat Beidam LaDam LaBeinim LaBeinega LaNega Uvasa El HaKohen Asheyi HaBayam Olehei V'Kanto V'Alisa El HaMotol. Come to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash also part of it is that serves as the place of the center of Torah Shabbat Pad. The Sanhedrin had its seat in the Har HaBayis, in the Beis HaMikdash, one of the chambers called the Lishkas HaGadlis, occupied the Har HaBayis. In fact, if you will go to the Kotel today, and you go to now, which is Yeshivat HaKotel, that used to be the Idra of Rav Doran, and the Vixar, the Idra of Rav Doran, he built a Sanhedrin room. With three sets of, because the chassanim sat in chatzi agul, in a semicircle, three rows of 23 each, that's 69, and then two seats, one for the Av Bezdin and one for the Nasi, because he imagined himself as being one of those two on the top. So he built it. The only problem is, it's not built on the Har HaBayis. It's built next to the Kotel. It's not on the Har HaBayis. So in the absence of visiting the Mikdash,
One of the purposes of visiting the Mikdash is not only to be makif karbanos, not only to have a chance to daven, but to also be an opportunity to be exposed to the learning of the Sahed, the Chachmei Avada, Chachmei Sahed. In the absence of that, comes Rabbi Yitzchak Kalach, who says, Chayiv la'asher l'hachta k'nerav b'regel. Why the regel? Because if you can't get that inspiration through the Sanhedrin, Yerushalayim Eir HaKodesh, go to another center of Torah, and as the Gemara says, Miyayim Shechara Beis HaMikdash, Ein lo l'hakodesh baruch hu, el adalat amas shal halacha duvad. The Gemara Brachos. So therefore it is possible to somehow glean the same spiritual nourishment and spiritual high through the Kabbal Pnei Rabbi Beregel, and as a result, it's not necessary to claim that one would be obligated to do so every day. It is indeed exactly what Rabbi Yitzchak said. Chayim L'Havei Rabbi Beregel, it's the substitute, the replacement for Aliyah L'Mikdash B'Zman Hazeh.
As far as the answer of whether we typically get back and forth in a day is doesn't jive with reality that there's a lot of bias. People obviously had to travel more than a day to get to the
Of course.
So what would you say then? If you want to get that spiritual nourishment, but see the values and see the Kohanim, etc., and your wife was at home, for whatever reason, that we do.
No, see, Rabbi Lezer doesn't mean it has to be a house. It means you have to be with your family. If you'll take your family with you to Aliyah L'Regel, you'll be Mesameach with your family. Beischa means Ishtacha. So just make sure, according to Rabbi Lezer, you have to take your wife with you on Aliyah L'Regel. Perhaps. Yeah. Very nice. So that's why.
I don't care if you go out just for now.
Just make sure you go.
Okay.
No problem. Yeah. Now, take a look. There's one other comment that Rashi makes. And here we see that Rashi takes a position on a famous machloikis. Rashi, b'dibur ha-maskel, ha-da-azul va-asul b'yomei. Says Rashi, if that's the case, what you do, if you can come back and forth, u-mis-sameach simchas ha-chag im-ishto, if you can make the return trip home on the same day, chayiv l'hachtol p'nei rabbi. How is it possible to make the trip on the same day? Number one, kigoin ir shibesochat chum, because don't forget, it's yontif. So it's only if you live in the same city, within the chum, or al yidei eruv. Even if you live out of the chum, what possibility do you now have? You now have a right to establish what a ruvei chumin to get you closer. Right. So what famous machloikis is Rashi sticking his head into? What famous machloikis is Rashi sticking his head into? Whether Tchumen apply on Yom Tov or not. This is talking about the first day of Sukkot, not necessarily on Shabbos. There is a major debate between whether or not there is an Issur Tchumen on Yom Tov or not. There is another debate whether, for example, when the Torah writes on Yom Tov, "Omelechas havoy deloy sasul," that you now have to do melacha on Yom Tov, the definition of what us is asur on Yom Tov is framed by what's considered melacha on Shabbos. It's one of the reasons why Parshat of the Mo'adot, in Peret Chafimim, Sefer Vayikra, Parshat Samar, begins the discussion of the Chagim with Shabbos. Because in order to frame what constitutes a malacha for Yom Tov, you have to look at Shabbos where Lo Sa'asa Kol Malacha is written. So therefore we apply, many Tanoim, I'm right, that you only apply standards of malacha from Yom Tov onto Shabbos onto Yom Tov. But anything that might even be prohibited midda oraisa, listen to me carefully, on Shabbos does not necessarily fall into the category of being applicable on Yom Tov, despite the fact that it's asur midda oraisa. Two things come to mind. One, mechamer achar behemta. The isur of mechamer achar behemta. If I walk, and my animal, just by me walking, happens to walk and pull the plow, because he listened, he follows my lead. What am I doing? I'm going for a walk on Yom Tov. Am I allowed to do so or not? The answer is, it's asur midoraisa. Based on the pasuk of Lo Ta'aseh Kol Malacha, Ata Uvincha Uvidecha, Atam Ha'atah Uvehem Techa. Meaning Uvehem Techa. Means that your animal is not allowed to do a malacha as a result of your command. It's asur midoraisa. It's not called malacha. If it's not called malacha, many Rishonim say that the Isur of Mechamer Achar Behemta doesn't apply on Yom. And two, Rabbi Akiva's opinion, right now the Daf Yomi, Rabbi Akiva's opinion, Tchumen is Oraisa. That the Isur of Tchumen, of walking beyond the Tchum Shabbos, whether it's the Tchum of, Yud-Beit Mil, or Al-Pak, that's probably what he holds as Oraisa, but many Rishonim say it's only on Shabbos, not on Yom. There's no Isur Tchumen on Yom Tov. So Rashi here is in effect taking a position that I believe that there is Tchumen on Yom Tov. Because Rashi says that how will you go be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi Beregel? If he lives in the city, fine. Or if you can go ahead and extend it, Al Yedei Akum. Yeah.
No, I was going to say that. Does anyone say that?
No, the question is, you know, it's not necessary.
But it doesn't apply to that Torah. Does anyone say it doesn't apply to the Rabbi?
Yes. 100%. And if Sid writes black and white, there's no Isur Tchumen whatsoever on Yom Tov. None whatsoever.
That's correct. All right. We'll stop here. I want to wish everybody a healthy summer. And we'll resume then exactly where we left off.